Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is Daf Kuf Hey, Daf 105. We left off at the top of the page on 104b. The reason why I'm leaving over on the top of the page, usually on Amud Bet, is because in a week from now, when we make a Siyum, the last page, Kuf Yud Bet Amud Bet, it only goes towards the top of the page. So it's going to work out eventually in like 1 week, but just worked out like this. But today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalom Abba Dukhani Wa Bichlalam Chimda Bar Chamechan Dujan Adam Echan Nukam Rivka Sarah Ban Moni Shalom Abba Sarah David Menachel Yafa Bat Devora Rivka Bat Dachil Rivka Bat Aser Shalom Abba Sarah Fahim Adam Shalom Mishana Yifa Ben Miriam Yehuda Ben Yafa Chaya Sar Bat Chimchan Chamechan Asimcha Ben Malka Miriam Adachil Yuzim Miriam Chana Adam 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 Yuchas Sar Bat Amar Sar Bar Chana Gabar Gita Bar Baracha Dan Ben Eser Yuzkam Nali Yakad Amar Maka Yishom Ben Eter Yaman Fa Yusam Ben Yerushim Yishom Ben Yina Yusuf Ben Yafa Dan Yaman Dinas Yimchan Ben Yaf Ben Yaman Ben Yaman Ben Yaman Ben Yaman Ben Yaman Gabriel Yeshua Menachem Achan Am Akab Ad Sarah Shem Shemsi Nachem David Arbe Benifka Adina Tzitzam Shemana Rechab Adina Abi Mavi Moshe Ben Yafa Lavdil Elin Yishma David Ben Eliyahu Liyah Dina Mat Ephraim Shema Mishan Rina Makam Adan Waz Ben Abraham Dina Mat Aron Tamar Rechab Ad Abraham Moshe Ben Rafael Eliyahu Ben Yosef Yitzchak Ben Shalomo Shem Ben Omi Okay, Lavdil Arayon Devora Bat Miriam. Okay, we're on the top of the page on 104b, second line. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista le Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista sent a question to Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Yilmadenu Rabbeinu, teach us Rabbi, Rebbe, kishashtar ketubah yotze mitachad yada. When she has the document for the ketubah, machloket, is that when the machloket of our Mishnah applies? Or perhaps kishain shtar ketubah yotze mitachad yada. Or maybe the machloket is when she does not have that document. V'halacha k'divrei mi? And who is the halacha follows? The halacha follows the words of the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, or the words of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Shalach lei, v'she'en shtar ketubah yotze mitachad yada machloket. The machloket is when she does not have the document for the ketubah. Aval shtar ketubah yotze mitachad yada, if she does have the document for the ketubah, gova ketubato le'olam. She can always collect her ketubah, and there is no 25-year limit. Okay, and who does that follow? Halacha kedivrei chachamim, and halacha follows the words of the chachamim. Ki ata Ravdimi, and Ravdimi came to Bavel. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Navi, Mishum Bar Kapara. They said in the name of Bar Kapara, Lo Shanu Ela Mane Matayim. What we were talking about is only the 100 or 200 zoos in the ketubah. Aval Tosefet, but the additional part of the ketubah, Yeshla, she does receive. Right? When we were saying that within 25 years, after the 25 years she forgoes on that, that is the ketubah itself. But the additional part, she still has that. Yeshla. Rabbi Abao, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tosefet Einla. Good morning. Thank you. So even the Tosefet, even the additional part of the ketubah, he says she does not receive. So it's a machloket on that Tosefet part. Da Amar Rabbi Aibu, Amar Rabbi Anai, Tanai ketubah ke ketubah damei. Says the condition of the ketubah, meaning the additional parts that are added onto the ketubah, the Tosefet, is all considered like the ketubah. So she's foregoing on her ketubah for after 25 years, let's say, for example, right? The machloket that we had in our Mishnah, if she foregoes on that, she's also foregoing on the tosefet. That would be the machloket here. So the Gemara says, Itmar Nami. We also learn, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo Shanu. We only said this, Ela Mane Matayim. When we said that she foregoes after 25 years, it's talking about the 100 or 200 zoos of her ketubah. Aval tosefet yeshla, but the tosefet she does receive, the additional part. Amar der Rabbi Abba, der Rav Una, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? So he responded back to him, Amar le ishtikan ka amart o ashkiyan ka amart. Are you trying to silence me? I mean, are you trying to say like what I said was wrong? Or are you trying to give me a drink? Trying to praise me? Meaning like, which one is it? Are you saying like, did Rav really say this? Like, what, you think Rav actually would say such a stupid thing, God forbid? And he was like making fun of him? Or, did Rav really say this? Wow, that's such a genius idea. I didn't know that. And here, take a drink. And I'm praising you. Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Amar le ishtekan kamina. No, I meant to silence you. I was trying to, ask you in a way that's like sarcastic, I guess, to try to prove him wrong. Okay, that was the way he was asking. The mother-in-law of Rav Chiya Aricha, intat achua avai. She was the sister-in-law. She married his brother. Ve'almana bebet avia avai. She became a widow in the house of her father. Ve'zana esim rachamesh shanin. And he supported her sister-in-law 25 years. Bevein nasha, in the father's house. Lasof, at the end, amrale, she said to him, havli mezoine, give me mezonot, give me support. Amarla, he said to her, Leilach mezoina, you don't receive support. 25 years passed. So, Havli ketubah, give me my ketubah. Amarla, he said to her, "Lo mezone idlach, velo ketuba idlach. You don't get mezonot, you don't get support, and you don't get your ketuba." So tava'atele dina, she asked, required him to come to Beit Din. She was trying to pull a court case. So kamed Rabba Bar Shila, in front of Rabba Bar Shila, Amar le. So Rabba asked, "Emali izi gufa de uva hechiavda." He said, "Tell me, please, what was the actual incident? What actually happened?" So Amar le. So Rav Chiya Aricha responded, "Zinita 25 shanim. I supported her for 25 years, but Ben Nasha in their father's house. Bechaye demor." And he says, "I swear to you, devekatfai amtaila, and I would bring her the food every day on my own shoulders. So you can have my word that that's what I would do 25 years." So Amar Le, Tamam Mai, so Rabbah answered him, "What's the reason Amor Abbanan Kozman Shi Bevet Vala Gova Ketubata Le'olam?" That all the meanwhile she's in her husband's house, she can collect her ketubah forever. But if she's in her father's house, it would be different. Why in her husband's house can she collect it forever? So he says, "Da Amrinan," we say, "Mishum Kisufahu De'lo Tav'a." The reason why she's not asking for her ketubah is because she's embarrassed. She's being taken care of right now. She's in her relative's home, in the husband's house. The brothers are taking care of her. She doesn't need to ask for the ketubah. So the Gemara says, so Rabba told him, "Hachanami, so too, she's in her father's house. Mishum kisufahu de'lo tav'a." She didn't ask for the ketubah this whole time because she was embarrassed. You were taking care of her. So that's why she didn't ask for it. So even if 25 years passed, she's being taken care of, but she still deserves her ketubah. So he told Rav Chiya, "Zil havla, go give it to her." And what did he do? Lo ashkach. He didn't listen to him. Katavla adrichta an nichsei. So he wrote Rabba Bar Shila wrote a seizure on his properties. He said you can go and take it from his properties. This is what he told the woman. So atala kamid Rava. So the man Ravuna came in front of Rava. Amar le chazi mor hechi danan. Come and look and see. How Rabba Bar Shila judged me in my court case. Amar le, he responded to him, "Shapir danacha." He judged you the correct way. So Amar le. So what did the woman say? The woman heard this. She said, "Ihachi, if that's the case, lezi lahadar li pire deminahu yoma adaidna." She said, "If that's the case, let me go all the way back and collect all the fruits that I could have collected from that day until today." Meaning, there was a lot of time that passed by through this whole thing. And look at Rashi. Let's see Rashi. So she said to Rava, "Lehadar li pire de'ara de'shiur ketubatai de'achal miyoma de'ichtevai li adarcheta alaihu." That day that Rabba Bar Shila wrote for me the seizure on his properties, I could have been collecting fruits every day over there. So let me collect fruits, prorating all the, or however you want to call it, going all the way back, continuing from today. So if it was 100 days, I could collect 2 fruits a day. I should collect 200 fruits. So Amar La, he said to her, "Achaveli adar chatich, show me your document of seizure of his properties." Chazia, she showed it to him. De lo hava katuv, but it didn't say v'ishtumodat de nechasim elu de mitena inun. It didn't say on the document that I recognize that these properties are the properties of the dead person, of this person who died, of the husband. It didn't say that, and it needs to say that. So Amar La, Rava told her, "Adar chetal lav shapir ketiva." It wasn't written correctly, and so therefore you can't go back. Amra le, so she said to him, "Tezil adarcheta ishkul miyoma deshelime yoma achrazta ad hashta." At least let me be able to go back and collect from the day of the finale of the announcement, when the announcement was made. Why can't I go back till there and collect? Rashi says, "Eshkol pire miyom shematzati sadeh misadot hamet," from the day that I found the sadeh from the fields of the dead person, of my husband. "Ver ati adarcheta shebiyadi lebeitin." I showed the Beit Din this my document. Let me at least go back to that date and collect. So what did he say? Amar la hanemile. That's only hechad delo ketiv ta'uta ba'adarcheta. When there's no mistake written when there's no ta'ut in the adarcheta on the document. Aval hechad ketiv ta'uta ba'adarcheta. But whenever there is a mistake in the adarcheta in this document of going to the seizure of the properties, then no, there's nothing you can do about it. So Amra le, she said to him, "Veham mor hu da'amar." But the master is the one who said, "Achrayut ta'ut soferhu." That if let's say you forget to write guarantee of who's taking the guarantee in the document, that's considered a ta'ut sofer. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Debeha." Afilu Rabba Bar Shila Ta'imi Ikara. Oh, so the Gemara is answering, saying, sorry, I skipped the line. Amar La, he said to her, Rabba Behal Leika Lememar. Taut Sofer who? You cannot say that Rava, there was a Taut Sofer over here. So Amar la Rava, sorry. Beha lekal meimar Taut Sofer who? You cannot say it was a Taut Sofer. Why? De Beha afilo Rava bar Shila ta'im ikara. Even Rava bar Shila made a mistake originally. Hu savur hane vehane didei. He thought that the properties that this person owned, that the husband owned, and the ones that he inherited, the person inherited, mali mehane, what's the difference for her to collect from those properties or those properties? Doesn't make a difference. Velohi, but that's not the case. Zimnin de azla umashbechalehu. Sometimes the woman has a set property, she'll go and appreciate the value of the property. With the bala and the husband's property, michasafe will depreciate. Ve'amarla, and the relative will say, the brother will say, shakil didach vehavli didi, take the bad one, give me the good one. You know, and people are going to start making fun of the Beit Din. Like, what is this game? The husband, that the brother can just take advantage of her. So, because of all this, you cannot say it was a taut sofer. There's a difference between a taut sofer and a mistake in the document. If there's a mistake in the document, okay, then she there's nothing she can do. If there was a taut sofer, then she can say, look, there was a mistake. Why the sofer wrote a mistake? It's not my fault. So I should be able to still collect all the way back. You can't say taut sofer here because he made a mistake himself. It wasn't a ta'ut in the safrut, rather it was just a mistake in the document itself. Okay, hadar alach al nose. This is the finishing of the parak. We're going to start a new parak, the final parak of the Masechta Bezrat Hashem, and here we go, the 13th parak. Shnei da'ene gezerot hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were two judges of decrees in Yerushalayim. We're going to see what that means. Admon v'Chanan ben Avishalom. Admon and Chanan ben Avishalom. Chanan omer, Chanan says shnei dvarim, two things. Admon omer shiva, and Admon said seven things. Mi sha'alach le'midinat hayam. If someone went away for business or went away overseas, ve'ishto tovad mezonot, then his wife is asking for support. Chanan omer, Chanan says, we actually saw this earlier, tishava basof, you swear at the end, when the husband dies, that she doesn't have anything that belongs to her husband. Ve'lo tishava betchila, but she does not, he holds that she does not swear in the beginning when she's collecting the mezonot. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim, and the kohanim gedolim, the children of the kohanim gedolim disagreed. Ve'amru, and they said, tishava v'tchila u'basof. She has to swear both when she's collecting, and both when the husband dies, that she doesn't have anything that belongs to the husband. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, kedivrehem. And Rabbi Dosa said, just like them, just like the Chachamim. Amar Rabban Yochanan mezakai, yafe amar Chanan. Actually, Chanan said correctly. Lo tishava ele l'basof. That she only has to swear at the end when the husband dies, and not at the beginning. So the Gemara comes to say, "Ur minhi." We have a contradiction. Sheloshad dayene gezelot hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were three judges of theft in Yerushalayim. Admon ben Gadai, v'Chanan haMitzri, v'Chanan ben Avishalom. There were three. You said there were two. So the Gemara says, "Kasha tlat atrein." Is the difficulty of our Mishnah three against two? Kasha gezelot agezelot, and there's a kasha about what judges they were. Were they judges of decrees, or they were judges of theft? So the Gemara says, Bishlama makes sense, flat with atrein lakashya, three against two is not difficult. Why? Gezerot, sorry, I skipped the line. Dechashiv le katane, delo chashiv le lo katane. Our Mishnah was only talking about the important ones. So it only stated the two important ones. That's why. With Gemara over here, the Brayta is talking about, no, three in general. Ela, gezerot a gezelot. Kashya, but the case of decrees, right? You have two judges who make decrees, three judges who rule on theft. So kasha, that's difficult. It's two different cases. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Shayu Gozrin Gezerot al Gezelot. No, what it was talking about is people who would make decrees on cases of theft. They're one and the same. Kedetanya, as the writer says, Kitma Netia. If let's say someone's animal goes in and breaks down someone else's tree, Rabbi Yossi says, Gozre Gezerot Shab Yerushalayim Omrim, the decreers in Yerushalayim would say, Netiya bat shnata, if it's a 1-year-old tree, Shtei Kesef, they has to pay two ma'ot of silver. But Shtei Shanim, if it was 2 years old, the tree, Arba Kesef, he has to pay 4 silver ma'ot. So that would be what it was talking about, but really it's not a contradiction in our Mishnah. Or meaning we have another contradiction. Shaloshat Dayane Gezerot, Hayub Yerushalayim, there are three judges of decrees in Yerushalayim. Admon v'Chanan v'Nachum. We said there were two. Now he's saying there are three. So again, Amar Papa, Mantana Nachum. Who was the author that added Nachum in this list? Rabbi Natani. It was Rabbi Natan. The Tanya, as the writer says, Rabbi Natan Omer, Af Nachum Hamadi migozer gezerot shel Yerushalayim haya. Even Nachum Hamadi was from the decreers of Yerushalayim. Ve'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim did not agree with him. So the Gemara now asks, V'tu leika? There's only them. There's nobody else. V'amar Rabbi Pinchas. Amar Rabbi Oshaya, 394 batei dinin hayu Yerushalayim. There were 394 beit dinins in Yerushalayim. Kenegdan batei knesiot, and just like that, there were knesiot. Ukenegdan batei midrashot, there were beit midrashes. Ukenegdan batei sofrim, there were a place for sofers. So there were many more than just two. How can you say there were only two dayanim? So the Gemara says, no, dayanim tuva havu. There were many dayanim. It's not that there weren't a lot of judges. But we were talking about a gozer gezerot kamrinan. We were talking about the judges that make decrees, that can be decreers. Only two of them were able to make decrees. Amar v'yuda amar avasi, gozer gezerot shebe Yerushalayim, the decreers in Yerushalayim, hayu notlin scharan tishim v'tisha mane miturmat hadishka. They would take 99 mane from the treasury of the treasury chamber in the Beit HaMikdash. They would take it from there. If they didn't want that amount, meaning they wanted more, or however you understand it, lo ratzu, they didn't want that amount, mosifin lahen, we give them more. So the Gemara says, what, they don't want to get paid little, you pay them more? We're talking about Rishaim. So the Gemara says, atu lo ratzu, what, they didn't want that little? Atu b'rishie askinan, are we dealing with Rishaim? How is that possible? These are dayanim we're talking about. So the Gemara says, ela lo sapku, even if there wasn't enough money for their support, even if they didn't want more, mosifin alehen, we would give them more. Not that they wanted more, they didn't want more, we would still add to them. Karna, there was a special man named Karna. So Karna, hava shakil istira mizakai v'istira michayav v'da'in lehu dina. He was a judge. He would take istira, a coin, from the person who was correct, who didn't do anything wrong, and the person was liable. He would take money from each of them and then judge their case. Kind of similar to bribery, right? So the Gemara asks a very simple question. How could he do that? Vakati v'shochad lo tikach. You can't take bribes. How can a judge take bribes? So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema, maybe that's only hanemilei echad de lo shakil mitarvayu. That's only if someone only takes from one of them. But if he takes from both of them, then that's fine. Dilma ate le'atzluye dina. Maybe he's going to come and mess up the judgment if he takes from only one. Karna he kevan de shakil mitarvayu. Since he took money from both of them, lo ate le'atzluye dina. He's not going to come and mess up the judgment. The Gemara says." What? If a person knows he's not going to mess up the judgment, it's okay to take a bribe? You can't take a bribe. What is that coming to teach us? If it's coming to say not to mess up the judgment, not to make the person who's liable not liable, and the vice versa. We already have another pasuk. It says you're not allowed to mess up the judgment. That's exactly what that's talking about. Ela afilu lezakot et hazakai v'lechayev et hachayav, even to say this person who didn't mess up, he's good, and this person who messed up, he's liable. Amra Torah, the Torah still says v'shochad lo tikach, you cannot take a bribe. So the Gemara says hanemila, that's only hechad shakil b'torat shochad. That's only if you're taking it for a bribe. Karna b'torat igra v'shakil. Karna was taking it as a fee. He wasn't taking it as a bribe. So the Gemara now asks, we're really digging in on the Karna. Utorat igra mishare. Are you allowed to take money as a judge, as a fee? Vehatnan, we have a Mishnah. Hanotel sachar ladun dina betelin. Someone who takes money for judgment, his judgment is batel. It doesn't count. So the Gemara says, hanemila, that's only agar dina. That's only if you take money as a fee for the judging, for the law that you're giving. Karna agar betela hava shakil. Karna was taking money for his schar batala, for the time that he could have made money otherwise. They coming and bringing him from his work. He makes $100 an hour. They take him for 2 hours. They pay him $200. So he's making that money. This is really where the leniency applies for judges to take money. They're not really allowed to take money to judge, or else they really think. So this, huh? They're not allowed to take money because clearly you can't take a fee.
Taking it from the litigants versus.
Okay, so there's a huge discussion in halachot dayanut if a person's allowed to take money. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, which is very, hard to understand. But he says that nowadays the people actually pay the lawyers money, and he's like, and pay the judges and pay everyone. And it's like, how are you allowed to do that? It's exactly what the Torah said you're not allowed to do. And he's like, just became the minhag that everyone just pays because this is their time. You're paying them for their time and so on and so forth. And he's like, this is the minhag. He's like, what can we do? This is what he writes. He's like, this is the minhag. So, I mean, it's hard to understand how it's allowed. It's like a crazy Aruch HaShulchan. But that's what he wrote. So, I mean, this is the idea. But the Torah prohibits it. The Torah prohibits taking shochat. Okay, anyhow. Okay, so Karna would only take his Schar Batala. Okay. Sorry, I lost my spot. Okay. The agar betela mishare, are you allowed to take schar batala, meaning money that you could have made if you worked elsewhere? Vatani, Rabbi Braita, mechoar had dayan shenotel schar ladun. It is not right for a judge to take money to judge. Ela shedino din, but his judgment counts, but it's not, it's a disgusting thing to do. So Gemara says, hechi dame. What is it talking about here? Ilema agar dina, maybe it's talking about someone who he's taking a fee for his judgment. Dino din? That doesn't count. Your judgment is void. V'atanya, the Braita says, someone who takes money for judgment, his schar is batel. His din is batel. His judgment is batel. Ela agar betela. It must be talking about someone taking money that he could have made elsewhere. It's his schar batela. V'katanya, and still it taught, mechoar hadayan, that it's disgusting to do that. It's not nice to take money for that. So the Gemara says, hanemila, that's only betela delo muchecha. That's only money that you don't know for sure I would have made. If someone doesn't work on Sundays, he's coming to the Beit Din on Sunday, you shouldn't take money on Sunday. It's a disgusting thing to do. But if you do, the judgment still counts. But karna betela de muchecha hava shakil. He knew he would have made money elsewhere. Dehava tahe beambera de chamra. He would be a wine smeller for groups of people. People would bring him to smell the wine. He was fluent in smelling the wine, and they would give him a zuz. So they would pay him. So he knew for sure he was going to make money. So since he knew for sure he was going to make money, that's why he's allowed to take the money that he could have made. Because he knows for sure, I could have made this money over there. But somebody who doesn't know for sure they could have made this money, he was being paid on commission, for example. He doesn't know for sure I could make this money. So that's not 100% schar batela.
Why they're choosing him as a judge? Was he a big talmid
chacham? No, they're just bringing a story. He was a judge. Yeah, he was a big talmid chacham. He was a judge. He was a dayan. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ki ha derav huna. Rav Huna kiava ata ledina lekame. When he would come in judgment, Amar lehu, he said to him, Havuli gavra. When they would bring Rav Huna to judgment, he would say, Havuli gavra de dalele becharikai veidun lechodina. Bring me someone that can tend my field, that can take care of my field, and I will take care of the field for me. Here Rashi says, Maya mashke sadudati. You can pour water and water all my field, and then I'll come and judge your case. Meaning, I need someone to replace me. So that will be my schar batala. He was willing to do it voluntarily as long as someone will replace his job. Amar Rabbi Abahu, Bo re'e kama semuyot enehen shel mekablei shochad. Come and see how blind people who take bribes are. Adam chash be'enav. Someone, he has pain in his eye. What does he do? Noten mamon rofe. He gives money to the doctor. Safek mitrape, safek eno mitrape. He doesn't know if he's going to get healed or not, but still you give the money. Vehen, but these blinded people, these people who take shochad, notlin shave pruta, they take a little penny, they take so little, misamin enehen, and they just blind their eyes. 1-2. Shneimar, the pasuk says, ki ha-shochad ya'aver pikhim. The shochad blinds the pikhim. Tana Rabbanan, pasuk says, ki ha-shochad ya'aver enei chachamim, it blinds the eyes of the chachamim. Kal v'chomer la-tipshin, how much more so to the tipshin, to the stupid people. V'salev divrei tzidakim, it'll deviate from the words of the tzadikim. Kal v'chomer l'rishayim, how much more so the words of the rishayim, the wicked people. So the Gemara says, midei tipshin v'rishayim b'nei dinan hinu. Are we even talking about rishayim and tipshin? How can they be part of judgment? We're talking about judges over here. We're talking about Beit Din. So they can't be part of that. We know before you even get to the pasuk, there's an aspect of halachot that a judge has to be kasher, has to keep Shabbat, keep Torah, keep mitzvot. If somebody's a rasha, they can't be a judge. Ela hachi kamar. This was meant to say, ki ha-shochad ya'aver enei chachamim. The bribery blinds the eyes of the chachamim. Afilu chacham gadol. Even someone who's so wise, velokeach shochad, and he takes bribes, eno niftar min ha'olam belo semiyut halev. Will not leave this word until he is blinded in the heart. His heart will be blind. V'salef divrei tzedakim, and the words of the tzedakim will be deviated. What does that mean? Afilu tzedik gamur, flipping the amur, even a righteous person. Velokeach shochad, and he takes a bribe, eno niftar min ha'olam belo teruf hadat. He will never leave this world until he has confusion of the mind. He'll go crazy. Kiyate Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Darash Rav Nachman Bar Kohen. Mind dechtiv, what does Pasuk mean when it says, this is a Pasuk in Mishlei, Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz ve'ish terumot yaharsenna, that the king in judgment will uphold the land, uphold the world, and a ish terumot, a man of terumot, of teruma, yaharsenna will destroy it. So the Gemara says, "Im domet dayan lamelech." If the judge is similar to a king, she'enot tzarich leklum, that he doesn't need to go and beg money from people. If the judge is like that, Ya'amid Eretz, he will be someone who will uphold the world. Ve'im domeh le'kohen shemachazer al goranot, and if he's like a kohen who's going around the different granaries to collect his truma, like a beggar, Yaharsena, that judge will destroy the world. Meaning it's much, very bad to be a beggar. You should not put yourself in a situation to become a beggar. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. We first started talking about the case of if somebody does not have a shtar ketubah, is that where the machloket is? Or even when he has a shtar ketubah, is that the machloket? And we said, no, the machloket is when the person does not have a shtar ketubah. But if a person has the document for the ketubah, he can collect the ketubah forever. And then we were talking about at the end the difference between a mistake in the document versus a ta'ut sofer. We went over that. Okay, part number two was a new mishnah. We started a new mishnah about two dayene gezerot, two judges of gezerot. And then we had a few contradictions at the beginning of our Gemara. But essentially these two judges were greatest of judges. They were very baki, and they were able to make decrees amongst Am Yisrael. And then the third part of the daf we started getting, which is not Amud Aleph, we started getting into the topics of the aspects of shochad, of taking bribes. That person who takes bribes, it could really blind them. We talked about this big dayan called Karna, that he would take money, but he would only take money for his schar batala that he knew he could have made, and that's why it was perfectly fine. There's no problem with doing something like that, because that's the money I could have made elsewhere. And we saw that Rav Huna did the same thing. And as the end of the daf, we got pretty much into a little bit of Musar, Agarata, telling us how bad it is for a person to take bribes, and that even that Sadiq Gamur, person who is a complete righteous person, that he takes a bribe, he will end up leaving this world. There's no way he won't leave this world without being blinded in the heart, and Teruf Daat. So B'zad Hashem, we should always never try to take bribes. We should always be honest. And Hashem should always bless us. B'zad Hashem. Baruch Adonai Adonam. Amen. Amen.